The amount of teachers in the United States who have been threatened or verbally harassed by students has increased since the start of the pandemic. That's one of the things you need to know to start your day for Tuesday, January 24th. I'm Jody Holtz, and this is WCBU's On Deck.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Palomar Wealth, an independent practice of Thriving Advisor Network. The team at Palomar Wealth can help families and individuals at all stages of their financial journey with a full suite of financial advice, investments, and risk management. Details at PalomarWealth.com.
First on deck today is CityLink has added a new bus stop in Creve Coeur after passengers and drivers expressed safety concerns for those traveling in that direction. WCBU's Isabella Nieto reports.
A new inbound stop has been added to the CityLink number 23 Pekin Connector route near the Shell gas station. This stop will allow those traveling into Pekin from other lines to safely leave the bus and continue on their journey. CityLink Marketing Director Emily Watson said CityLink found that safety was a major concern for both their passengers and employees.
Yes, we had a lot of feedback from our passengers and then also from our drivers, stating that they really thought it would be a good idea for us to have a stop there for a multitude of reasons, but the biggest would probably be a safety concern. We wanted there to be an opportunity for people to safely get on and off the bus.
Watson said that the addition will become a permanent one.
Well, we definitely would encourage our passengers to share this information with the bus operators so that we know things that are going on out there and we know where we need to be looking at making improvements and changes. Keeping those lines of communication open is really important.
While this new stop does not have anything more than a sign, it is an example of CityLink's efforts to serve the community in an efficient way. I'm Isabella Nieto.
And here are some other stories we're following in the WCBU newsroom. Mark Luft says he's looking forward to more time with his family and future opportunities after resigning as Pekin's mayor. Meanwhile, Bradley University plans to convert the former Avanti's restaurant at University in West Maine into green space. And former 17th District Congresswoman Sherry Bustos is joining Mercury Public Affairs as its head of Illinois operations and co-chair of the Washington D.C. office. Find more of these stories at WCBU.org. The Illinois Public Safety and Violence Prevention Task Force recently held a hearing about an increase in K-12 school violence over the past few years. Illinois Public Radio's Peter Medlin has more.
Around one-third of teachers in the United States say they've experienced at least one incident of verbal harassment or threat of violence from students during the pandemic. That's according to a 2022 survey from the American Psychological Association. It's a big jump from before COVID, when 10% of teachers reported being threatened. That's one reason why late last year, the Illinois Legislature's Public Safety and Violence Prevention Task Force met with educators and school administrators to talk about these challenges. Some educators from the Illinois Education Association shared testimony of traumatic experiences from the classroom.
Last week, a student made threats to a teacher and said he is conducting a survey with other students to figure out which teacher he should kill. A coworker reported this incident to the principal and other management at the district. Nothing has been done, and the student is back in class.
The teachers from across Illinois also shared stories about students hitting and throwing chairs at them. Some educators say the massive disruption of the pandemic is behind the increase in extreme student behaviors. It could be partly to blame with younger students who might have been at home for part of pre-K or elementary school, crucial developmental years where kids learn so many social-emotional skills. Mel Gilfallon says that's what he sees. He's the president of the Rockford Education Association. He says when you think of school violence, your mind might automatically picture a big high school student threatening a classmate or teacher, but that's not what's most common.
We have seen an uptick in some aggressive behaviors, especially from our youngest students.
He says Rockford teachers brought these concerns to the union early in this school year. They followed up with district administration, and teachers are still bouncing around solution ideas on district advisory boards. Solutions are difficult to find, but especially so when it comes to the youngest students.
You can't just suspend somebody who's five, walk them out of the building. They've got to be supervised at all times.
State Representative Barbara Hernandez, a Democrat from Aurora, sits on the task force. And she says that one thing that stuck out to her during the meeting was that schools respond or don't respond to these issues in different ways.
schools not having a path, a solution, or a protocol to certain items. If a student hits a teacher or they get in trouble or safety concerns, I feel like there's not a specific standardized protocol.
And like that threat described by the Illinois Education Association, not every teacher gets support from their school to solve these problems. Unique Morris with the IEA says administrators will often tell educators that their hands are tied. There's nothing they can do to help.
They will say because of Senate Bill 100, we are not able to have any consequences, which I know is not true. That's a misinterpretation.
Senate Bill 100 went into effect back in 2016. It told schools to limit exclusionary discipline like suspensions and expulsions and to only resort to it if they've exhausted other interventions and the student's presence would be a threat to safety or significantly disrupt learning. But it's up to schools to decide when a student has stepped over that significant disruption line. Jadine Chow is the chief of safety and security at Chicago Public Schools, who presented to the task force. She says in a situation where a student is having some kind of crisis episode, their best practice is actually not to remove the student from the classroom, but to remove everyone else. Then they have trained behavioral specialists who can de-escalate the situation. But after that situation, how do schools evaluate how they can help students showing extreme behavior? For one, Chow says at CPS, they look at if the student is on an individualized education plan. If so, are they receiving those services? Are they working with school mental health professionals? Does the school even have social workers on site? And if they need even more guidance, school districts are now required to have threat assessment teams to help make decisions about whether a student's presence is disruptive or threatening. And more school districts are taking steps to decrease exclusionary discipline. Removing a student from their classroom might work to stop the behavior now, but it may not help get down to the root causes of an issue and prevent it for the long term. Many, like Chicago Public Schools, are implementing elements of restorative justice. They say that doesn't mean no consequences, but rather, hopefully, instructive ones and interventions like trauma-informed therapy. Representative Hernandez and the task force will publish a report this year on their findings, and she says lawmakers on the task force may file school safety-related bills in the current legislative session as well. I'm Peter Medlin.
And before we let you go, the Peoria branch of the NAACP will be hosting a candidates forum for the Peoria Park District Trustee Board and the Illinois Central College Trustee Board today at the Frank Campbell Community Center at 6 p.m. And that is it for today. I'm Jody Holtz. The show is produced by Holden Kellogg. You can subscribe to WCBU's On Deck podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, or NPR One.